And now it's time for Cher to help us turn back time.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, baby, if I could turn back time, if I could find a way, if I could turn back time, if I could turn back time.
And we turn back time 25 years. Mars Odyssey was launched in 2001, April the 7th, and entered Mars orbit on 2001, October the 24th. It's the longest operating Mars spacecraft as of December 15 and 2010. And it found evidence of vast supplies of frozen water beneath the surface. It helped develop the most detailed global Martian map, served as the main communications relay for data sent home by the rovers Spirit and Opportunity and the Phoenix lander. It studied Martian geology, climate and mineralogy. Laura Kerber was the Odyssey Deputy Project Scientist. In December of 2023, she excitedly described what new things Odyssey has done.
Imagine you're an astronaut in the International Space Station.
Roger, you're loud and clear here also.
But instead of being in orbit around Earth, you're in orbit around Mars. I work for NASA's Mars Odyssey Orbiter, and we just took a bunch of new images that show exactly how the planet Mars would look from that exact same perspective. If you were an astronaut, the first thing that would catch your eye are all of these beautiful craters, which of course look much different than what you would see on Earth. But the second thing you would see, because you're looking at the planet from an angle, is the structure in these beautiful clouds. And because Mars Odyssey has a heat vision camera, it can actually tell the difference between different kinds of clouds. On Mars, we have CO2 ice clouds, we have water ice clouds, and we have dust clouds. In order to get these images, we had to do something with the spacecraft that we've never done before. Usually, our camera faces straight down for mapping. In the past, we've experimented with rolling the spacecraft out so that we can catch pictures of some of Mars's moons, like Phobos, a potato-shaped, beautiful moon that you might have heard of. But this time, we had to do something a little more extreme. We had to rotate the spacecraft all the way to the horizon, then we had to keep it that way for an entire orbit. Odyssey has been going strong for 22 years.
We have ignition and liftoff, carrying NASA on an Odyssey back to Mars.
That makes it the longest-lasting spacecraft that has ever been sent to visit Mars. So what's next for Odyssey? Well, next year we're going to hit 100,000 orbits around Mars. We also have several ongoing science campaigns. One is a rock mapping campaign that will help us land future missions more safely on the surface. You're also taking advantage of our special dawn-dusk orbit to map clouds, fog, and frost that only exists at certain times of day. And we are also planning our next maneuver to look out at the clouds on the horizon again.
And the Mars Odyssey is still collecting data, but is soon expected to run out of attitude control propellant. And just time to mention another anniversary we missed in April, and that was the Salyut 1 and Soyuz 10 missions. Salyut 1, the first space station, was launched by the Soviet Union on April the 19th of 1971, and Soyuz 10 tried to dock with it during a flight of April the 23rd to 25th, but failed to dock. Well, this has been The Space Show. I'm Andrew Rennie, and a big thank you to Richard, who has been on our panel and reading as well.
This is Southern FM.
Southern FM.
Across Bayside Melbourne since 1990.